Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Give God some more praise. Somebody told me they better not shortchange him. Today's message is about peace. Amen. Shalom. Peace be to you. Look at your neighbor and say, Shalom. Look at somebody else and say, Shalom. Amen. You do know you're saying peace, right? I got these papers. I'm gonna give you the meaning of peace. Amen. Peace. The Hebrew text for meaning is shalom. Jesus used another word in Matthew, which corresponds with shalom, the same thing. The language today, we use it or just to say hello, or we use it to say goodbye. Like other folks say, salamu salaikum and salaikum salam. That, you know, y'all have heard it before, but shalom is basically the same thing, but it has more power, impact to it. There's a deeper meaning to the word peace. It means success, wholeness, and well-being. Remember, Jesus left us something. It's derived from the root word peace. It means to be complete or to be sound. When shalom is best translated as peace, this peace is more than the absence of war and strife. It's not talking so much about that you can have peace in the midst of the war or in the midst of strife, but it describes a peace that is positive. This peace lets you know that in spite of what you're going through, you're going to make it. It's this type of peace that you'll need in a time, a certain time, or in a certain place. How many know that? Amen. Or in a certain condition, you'll need this peace. It's also where the love of God is manifested in, because peace is one of the fruit of God's Spirit, which means it's part of His character and part of His nature. Open up your Bibles to the book of John, the 14th chapter. We have these papers, so after service, if you'd like to get one with the meaning of peace, they'll be right here if you want to. I have never been on. Have you ever heard me preach or teach on peace? No, because I've never had it. You can't preach or teach about something that you've never had. Amen. But I know what peace is. It's turbulent, but I still know what peace is. There are trials and there's sicknesses and things that are going on, but I still understand what peace is now. Amen. In the book of John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you.
Come on now.
My peace give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Some of you were thinking about what you had to have peace. Look at what he went through. My God. And he didn't just have peace in the 3.5 years of his ministry. He had peace in the very beginning. You can't convince me or tell me that he didn't know that he was the sacrificial lamb.
Come on now.
Right.
He had to know he was the sacrificial lamb. But yet he went about his everyday business without regret, without pressure, without anxiety. Why? Wasn't discouraged because there was a certain peace that was in him. That was like life itself.
Amen.
Peace is encouraging. Peace is strong. Peace is uplifting. Peace is full of joy. We can go on and on and on about what peace is. But let's look at it right here. It says, but the Comforter, which is the what? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall do what? Teach you all things. How many know we need to be taught?
Amen.
But a lot of folks don't have a teachable spirit. Not that you don't listen to what we have to say, but that you ain't listening to God.
Come on now. Come on now.
God is telling you through his word to love thy neighbor as thyself, and you love who you want to love.
All right. Amen. All
right. It's quiet in this house. Amen. Man, I kept praying for peace, Pastor. I said, Lord, I need some peace.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I need peace, Evangelist. I need some peace. Yeah. Lord, I got to have some peace. So I prayed about peace, and I fasted about peace, and I meditated about peace, and it seemed to escape me, Drew. I couldn't find it. So I searched, and I searched, and I searched. And I woke up one morning, Brother Joe, and I sat on the side of the bed, and I said to myself, you know what? Enough is
enough.
Come on
now. Come on now. Come on now.
I
ain't taking it no more. At that moment, I realized that the peace that I was searching for, my God, had been in me all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but because I didn't let the Spirit of God teach me,
come on now.
I was in search of Sister Linda. I'm going to find me some peace. It's going to get serious up in here. We look for peace in people. We look for peace in relationships. We look for peace in jobs. We look for peace in finances. But you ain't going to find it. Oh, Lord Jesus. You better let him teach you about peace. I can't teach you about peace. I can only inform you about it. But Jesus, the Holy Ghost can teach you. Jesus said, look here, I'm going to send you somebody to comfort you. Y'all don't hear me. Comforter translated in the Greek means counselor. I know I need a counselor. I need somebody to counsel me that I know ain't going to lie to me. I need somebody to counsel me that's got my best interest at stake.
Amen.
Oh Lord, got my nose running, Brother Tony. Come, counselor, a helper.
Yes.
He a helper.
Amen.
He a present, very present help. Intro. I found him to be very present when I got myself in the messes, looking for peace, Brother Will.
My Lord.
I ain't telling on myself. I'm just telling the truth. Out there looking for peace. You know what the old song was? That? Looking for love in all the wrong places? You're going to find it. You're going to find it. If you look for peace in all the wrong places, you're going to find it.
That's right.
The last 5 years, the 4 years before this year were brutal. Never thought I would make it. Couldn't see the light in sight. I was just going on and keeping it moving because I knew that's what I had to do.
Come on now. Come on now.
But I found peace. So I stopped searching, Mother Belfry, and realized that my peace was in me.
Amen.
Because I realized, well, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I found out that if it rains hard and the rain is cold, I can still stand there and say, Lord, thank you. Let's put it on, let's look at it the way we should see it now. I'm backed up in traffic and I've got someplace to go. About 80 cars in my way. But I can sit there now and say, okay, if I'm late, which is normal, I'm just going to be late. When my old man in me, the flesh is raging, I can call upon peace. You know what I found out, Pastor? That peace that I'm talking about is not a word. It's a living being. He is a Jesus said, for I am.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I thank God for peace. Oh Lord, do I thank God for peace.
But this is why it's past all your understanding. Because you turn not yourself over to me, said God. For I've already made a way for thee before the beginning. And yea, I come to show you how to live in that peace. Yea, when you're in trouble, I'm already there. Yea, when you need me, I'm already there. Yea, when you call me, I'm already there. Yea, when you lift me up, I'm already there. And yea, if I'm present, the peace is there and the liberty of it is there. So therefore you can have that way of escape that I have made for thee by my power and by my might. So look unto me, the author and the finisher. For I have sent the teacher out to bring all things to your remembrance and to lift up your mind and point it toward my word. For I am that living word. I am the resurrection and the life. I am all those things that you have need of. And nothing is higher than I am, said God. For I lay my hand up on my people and I guide them and direct me. And if you will follow me, said God, I will bring you out all the time, every time, every step of the way, said God. Hallelujah.
Back to your remembrance. Scripture says he'll bring all things back to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Years ago, when they told me I wasn't going to make it,
my Lord,
God reminds me of that today.
Yes.
I said, remember when they told you you wasn't going to make it?
Yeah.
And I brought you through. You know what it did? It stirred up the gift. It stirred up peace.
Yes.
Remember when it looked like the bridge was sitting on top of you and I gave you freedom from it? It stirred up the peace within me. God was reminding me that I've been with you all the time. What I did yesterday, I'm the same today. And if you hold fast to your profession of faith, I'll be the same tomorrow. You have the ability to let the peace of God manifest itself in your life. Hallelujah. That's why it's important that we search the scriptures. For in them you think you have everlasting life. You better make sure you're getting direct knowledge from God. Jesus said, look at me, I got something for you. I'm going to tell you something. Peace I leave with you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Jesus said, I'm going to leave. I got to go. but I'm going to send you somebody.
Amen.
And he's going to manifest this peace that I am in you.
Yes.
And when he does that, you shall have success.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You shall have wholeness.
Come on now.
All right.
Mm.
Wholeness.
Like that.
I don't feel good today. I'm going to be honest with you, God. Well, I got the victory.
Yeah.
Trouble is all around me, but I got the victory.
Oh. Yeah.
Why? Because the peace giver on the inside of me is telling me, huh, the battle's not yours.
All right,
guys. These last 5 years, you guys know, we've been through it.
Yes.
Not just financially, but spiritually and physically. We've been tried like us into a fire. But there was something on the inside, Nikki.
All right.
Something on the inside,
yeah,
that rose up and said, peace.
Yeah.
Be still.
Yeah.
If peace will be still, then you can see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
I found out that if you let that same peace manifest itself in you, it'll produce an anointing of love. Guess what? That peace will overflow out of you like rivers of running water. God is looking for some peacemakers in the earth.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to leave you my peace.
All right.
My peace. What was his peace? Jesus' peace was the ability to be positive regardless of the situation he was in.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How many understand that?
That's right.
Father, forgive him.
Mm.
So they don't know. You tell me he wasn't being positive?
Preach.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Preach.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
When I think about it, I was thinking about that song she was singing. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and what he done for me, I can dance. I can shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All night.
Hallelujah.
All
amen.
Night.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus said, I'm going to leave you something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the peace the world gives you. Because the peace the world gives you don't last at all.
All right.
Trial, tribulation, and circumstance separate you.
Yeah.
From that peace.
Yeah.
But this peace I'm going to give you, going to be a living person on the inside of you.
Yeah.
That when you be ready to give up, this peace is going to say, you can make it.
Yeah.
This peace is going to tell you the battle's not yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
This peace is going to convince you to keep running the race of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This peace is going to tell you, you are more than an overcomer. Peace in you, gonna tell you, you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. I don't care what you're going through this morning. I don't care how you're feeling. I don't care what your experiences are. You let this peace reign in you. It will convince you and start the gift within you. You'll look at your problem and say, you know what? It's only for a season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Lord.
Lord.
I told you, I found out what peace was. I found out that you can stand in front of a judge.
Hallelujah.
And see that his mindset is to lock you up.
Yeah.
And you can, I can see the bewilderment on his face because he don't understand why he's saying, well, we'll do this. And I said, you know what? There ain't nobody but God. Especially when the Lord already told me, hold your peace, stand your ground, keep the faith, because he's going to try to call himself making an example out of you. Just because you a preacher and you in his courtroom. And he sat there, bewildered, with this look on his face. Did didn't understand why he was giving me the break that he was giving me.
Amen.
He said, I should have locked you up. I'm saying to myself, I know you wanted to.
All right.
Come on, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
When I lied down, yea, my Father was with me. And yea, the Holy Ghost was with me. And yea, when I rose up, the Father was with me. And the Holy Ghost was with me. Therefore, I am the resurrection and the life. And yea, when I lied down, you was with me also, said God. And when I rose up, you was there. For yea, the life was there for you. And yea, when you sought my word and sought my word and sought my word, and yea, I opened up to thee, said God. And I opened up to thee, said God, time and time again, through every circumstance that you encounter, through every situation that you have been through, that everything that you shall go through, you got the resurrection and the life and the peace of God that surpasses your understanding, said God. So praise me and lift me up, for I'm in this place, said God, to move to and fro and to lift you up and deliver you from thyself, said God.
Did I not deliver them at the Red Sea? Did I not tell them to stand still and see my salvation? When the king of terror came against my people and told them not to believe in my God, did not Hezekiah fall to his knees and God delivered them? Did not David, when he faced Goliath, did he not run to the enemy? Did he not slay him by my power? You shall slay your enemies. You shall overcome your circumstances. For I am the Lord your God, and I am peace in the midst of battle. I am your confidence and I am your trust. Look not to the left nor to the right, but look unto me. Look not to man, nor his devices, nor his intent, for his intent is false. I am the true God. I am the way and I am your light, saith the Lord. Follow after me, and ye shall be delivered. Ye shall see my peace all around you and in you, making crooked places straight, Lord, bringing the high places, Lord, the low places high. Yes. Follow after me and continue, and ye shall see it, saith the Lord God.
Which is God's joy in your life. When Pastor Keys was, didn't even know he was dying with diabetes. He was losing 5 pounds, 10 pounds a week. But he showed up.
Amen.
Did the worship service, preached.
Amen.
Because there was a peace on the inside of him.
Yes.
That was living.
Yes.
When Reverend Grimm, they had told her that she wouldn't live, they said she had one of the worst diseases that you could possibly have. She showed up.
Yes.
By faith. And she kept doing the work that God had given her to do. That's peace.
Yes.
But Brother Andy had his heart attack and we were at the hospital and he said, I'm all right.
Yes.
That was peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How many know?
Glory.
what peace is. Peace has the ability to take your heart true and reshape it, friend, and move it with ability and, oh my God, with the supernatural. It's not just a word that we talk about, but it's a way of life. He said, the world can't give you what they're giving you, you don't need. But what I'm going to give you, you can do this. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Our studies yesterday, the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled, because I have given you my peace. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed by circumstances, people, and situations around you. Don't let your spirit be troubled. Don't get agitated. Oh. And after you did that, then don't be afraid. Yeah. Y'all hear? I'm gonna say it again. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to this. Don't permit yourself.
Come on now.
How many heard me? Don't permit or allow you. To be fearful. And intimidated and cowardly and unsettled when you go through your trials. Evangelist Grant went through some stuff before that revival. But she showed up every day running with her running shoes on. Peace in the midst of the storm. You want to know what real peace is? She preached the message. When the ship was raging, winds and waves were knocking it all over the place. Paul was down in the bottom of the ship, and they said, look here, we're about to go down and sink. Paul said, look here, if you stay with me, you won't live. Because the peace in me lets me know that my God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Every part of the peace that was in his life is spilled over into the lives of the men that were on the boat. Do you know that that ship went down anyway, but they didn't lose one life because they believed, they accepted the peace that was in his life. You better get peace in your life so it can touch somebody else's life. Sister Benefield lost someone dear to her. She was out there with us last week passing out food. Hallelujah. Sister Diane Legs drive her crazy. She was out there.
Why?
Peace.
Hallelujah.
Peace is more than a word. It's strength. Yes. It's power. Yes. It's authority. Yes. It's dominion. Yes. Don't be unsettled. Go to Romans 12. 12th chapter. Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you how to keep this peace when you get it and use it to your advantage.
Amen.
Oh, my shit, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. The 17th verse of the 12th chapter says, recompense to no man evil for evil. That's how you get started.
Amen.
You want peace in your life? Don't try to pay nobody back what they gave you. What is it? The word evil means depraved and bad in nature. There's going to be folks around you that's crazy. Yeah. And they're going to do everything in their power to separate you from your faith. Separate you from your confidence in God. Separate you from your virtue. Separate you from the peace of God that passes all understanding. Don't repay evil for evil.
Amen.
Provide things which are what? Honest.
Yes.
Consider in advance. Take thought beforehand.
Yeah.
Don't fly off the handle.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't know none of us do that. Don't nobody here fly off the handle. If you do, don't you feel rotten?
Yes.
Person, you done went off on running around like ain't nothing happened, and you feel you just miserable. Feel like you're gonna die. Oh Lord, take this off me. Deliver me from this. And you done went off and they run around. Guess what? You give up some of your peace. They're rejoicing. Because you just made a monkey out of yourself. Which they already said in their flesh, you were going to do anyway. First chance you got. Because they know you. I'm trying to stop people from knowing me, Sister Angela.
Amen.
Y'all going to get that in a minute. Provide things which are valuable in the sight of all men. Make your life valuable. You can't do it if you don't have peace in your life.
Amen.
Impossible. Then he says, if it be what?
Possible.
If. It's a condition. What he's actually saying is, how much peace do you actually have in your life? Is it possible? Are you able to subdue your flesh and do what God has already predestinated that you do? I hate using this word, but it is what it is. The church is going to hell in a handbasket. Listen to me. Not because they drink, not because they smoke, not because they party, but because they don't love the brethren.
Amen.
Is it possible? I had to ask me. Look here, bro. You think you can handle that? Can you deal with that? Oh Lord, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with
all.
With who?
All.
Be at peace with
all.
Somebody didn't say that. Be at peace with
all
men. That means you got to be at peace with the thief, with the scoundrel, with the dirty dog, with the persecutor, with the afflictor.
Amen.
Now, don't get it twisted. You don't have to be around them.
All right.
But you have to be at peace with it.
That's right.
You can't be at peace with it if you don't have the peace in you.
Amen.
I found out, Brother Gregory, I can deal with you any time of the day as long as I have peace of God.
That's right.
Because you gonna try me. He never misses a chance to try me. Sometimes he wins. I had to go sit out and regroup.
Amen.
You ain't gonna win all the time.
All right.
Yes, that's right.
You gonna fall short.
Yes,
that's right. All right.
I ain't going to say what you tell them. But you go fall short every now and then. If you don't do it with your mouth, you're going to do it in your mind.
Yeah, right.
He don't care what I say. He about as bad as Sean standing in line. You got to live. Now it says live. That's the key. That means you got to. You're going to have to deal with them. But you can have the peace of God in your life. Where the foolishness that you they put up around you don't affect you.
That's right.
Hey, I deal with some stuff. I deal with some people. If we bowl a lot, we deal with some folks. Sometimes we on the same team on Wednesday night and we just look at each other. Some of the stuff they do, we just look at each other. Say, you see that?
Yeah.
Because flesh don't care.
Amen.
You got a hellion in your life? He purposed.
Amen.
Is there a troublemaker in your life? They purposed.
Yeah.
Is there a persecutor persecuting you? They're purposed.
Yeah.
Why is there purpose? Because God wants to see what you made of. He wants to see who you're going to serve.
Yes.
He said, you got to live peacefully with all men. And I do the best I can. I fall short a little sometimes, but Fred, man, if you don't get out of my face, you're going to have a problem. I come from a long line of fighters. Man, you better move. They always say, you a preacher. You supposed to turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
I did that already.
Amen.
Don't tempt God.
All right. Amen.
And then God said, that wasn't the right answer. I said, Lord, he ain't messing with me. God said, you are a preacher. So next time I just walk away. I try. I do pretty good.
Amen.
So try to live peacefully. Then he says, dearly beloved, you know what man has become real good at? Avenging himself. We can avenge ourselves and the person don't even know they've been hit. I got hit a couple times, Brother Andy. I didn't know I got hit until the smoke cleared. I go, I've been shot. Or Pastor Keith said, Pastor, you want me to get that dagger out your back? I said, I didn't know it was in there. Y'all better stop laughing. It's for real. Avenge not yourselves. My Lord. I hope somebody listened to that because somebody done got on your last nerve. And you done already figured out what you going to do about it. God's told me to tell you, let it go.
Amen.
Because it's going to, remember my mom used to say, this going to hurt me more than hurt you. I'm thinking to myself, well, beat yourself then. Didn't I grow up saying the same thing? Man, that's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I know he was thinking the same thing. Beat yourself then. Don't avenge yourselves. Rather give place unto wrath by God. For it is written. How many heard that? It is written. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So if you don't keep your peace, you don't dwell in the, you notice it said the peace.
Yeah.
Because the peace is a person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to be vengeful.
Amen.
God said, I'll repay it, say the Lord.
Yes, right.
If you stay out of the way long enough, God will take care of it for you. The problem with flesh, we think we can handle it better ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
And then we wonder why we all in jail. Listen to what it says. Now, they done afflicted you. They done talked about you. They done persecuted you. They done did every manner of thing against you. They done afflicted your spirit. They done afflicted your flesh. And they done found a way to get in your pocket. Yeah. That was the last straw.
Right.
You can mess with my flesh. You can mess with my spirit. But don't mess with my money. Especially when I ain't got enough to mess with. But God said, the word said, therefore, if thy enemy hunger, Lord, you got to be kidding me. You telling me to feed this joker? That's when the peace of God that passes all understanding kick in. Because you no longer understand it, but you're going to obey God.
Amen.
How do you feed him? Not with food, but with life. You sow life into their life. How do you sow life into their life? Because you have the peace of God. You have Christ, who is the peace. And you have the ability now to be successful and to be positive in what you do. Now you have the authority, regardless of what, you can feed them by showing them the love of God. You done gave me hell, but I'm going to put you need.
Come on, now. Come on now.
What can I do for you?
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen.
Cam Jones, I don't know, most of us older folks don't know who Cam Jones is, but a lot of the young born again believers, they know who Cam Jones is. They got a song on one of their albums that say, I'm going to feed my enemy today.
Yep.
That was the craziest song I ever heard. I'm going to feed my enemy today. I'm going to love my... It's something like that. I said, what are they talking about? And I was studying this, and I heard the song in my head. I'm going to feed my enemy. I said, okay. We always tell you, God's word will always interpret itself. God will use it to interpret. I'm closing. Feed him if he thirsts. Give him the drink. Give him the knowledge that you have by living according to the word of God. What is all he talking about? The peace of God is a demonstration of the love and the glory of a living God.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. What is abundant life? Having the ability to sow good things in the good.
Yeah.
You can sow good in the bad ground.
Come on now.
I'm standing here. Somebody sowed into my life. And I was definitely bad ground. That's Brother Andy. Don't tell on me, Brother Andy. I was bad ground. I'm finna bust y'all bubbles. I'm still bad ground. But God, grace has been sufficient. And I found out what the peace of God is. So I take the bad ground and I shake it up and I fertilize it with good stuff. I think on these things, things of which are of a good report, things which are pure, things which are honest, so I can attain the peace of God.
Yes.
So whatever storm I walk into, whatever storm I go through, I can have peace with God.
Right.
It don't have to separate me, stress me out.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Overwhelm me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I can always stop Sister Sherry and tell when she be looking at all them bills. Because she be overwhelmed. I be trying to calm down, sis. You know how good God is. You know what he's done for you. I told God, Lord, if you don't heal me, it don't matter. It don't matter. I still know who you are. If you don't ever bless me again, I know who you are. I know what the peace of God is. It says, if you let the peace of God reign and mortify your flesh, you'll have the ability to do, give him the drink, give him to eat. And by doing so, you'll heap coals of fire on their head. Be not overcome of evil, subdued by evil, but subdue evil with good. That's where the peace of God comes in.
Amen.
There are things that are going on in your life, experiences that you're dealing with that want to stretch you out, make you fully full of anxiety,
amen,
and pity. When you feel self-pity, discouraged and broken, but there's something about the peace of God that activates in your life and shows you the light even in the midst of the darkness.
Amen.
That's when I realized what the peace of God was. That in spite of all the darkness that surround me,
I can
still see
Amen.
The light shining through.
Amen.
Regardless of how bad I may feel when I wake up that morning, that I still woke up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now. Say it.
I may wake up with pain in my knees and they hardly walk, but I woke up. Peace is a life. It's a lifestyle. You can walk in peace toward all men. I don't care how ignorant they may be, how crazy or selfish they may be. When I say men, I'm talking about men and women.
Right.
And boys and girls too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Some of y'all even got some crazy pets. I watched a show on the Animal Channel called Cats from Hell. If some of them cats did to me what they were doing to them folks, that's where they would have been going. I'm just being honest. I ain't gonna lie to you about it. Shouldn't have told that, man. It's so too late now anyway. I thank God for his peace. Because I've been so stressed at times, I thought I was having a heart attack. How many folks go through that? You get so stressed and pressured that you actually feel like you're having a heart attack. And you don't want to tell nobody, especially folks that say they love you, because then they want to say that you're weak. They just don't know how strong you actually are.
Amen.
Because if you were weak, you'd have killed them a long time ago. Because it's possible they're the reason that you're going through it. You ain't weak. You're a lot stronger than they give you credit for. We go through things in order for God to transform us and to change our thoughts and our ideas so that we will have the peace of God in our lives. But if you read the book of Hebrews, Jesus says, I am peace. He don't leave no room for error. I am peace. So, I have peace. It is not because of me, but it's because of Christ in me, my hope of glory. So I learn to let things go. I learned a very valuable lesson that was the hardest lesson I ever learned in my life, to forgive and forget. Because if you don't forget, you really haven't forgiven.
Amen.
You lying to yourself. Don't ever tell somebody, I forgive you, but I ain't gonna never forget what you done. You just messed up. And saints are good for saying, trying to prove how holy they are. I'm gonna forgive you for what you did to me, but I'm gonna remember. Let it go. Oh Lord, let me tell you something. We need money to live, but Will, if you give me some peace, let me have peace, and God will provide.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
It's hard for Him to provide when you don't have any peace, because you're constantly wrangling within yourself.
Amen.
There's a warfare going on in your mind and in your spirit, where you convince yourself that God is big, but He ain't great.
Hallelujah.
But He is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, I've never seen Him. Me neither have I. I never heard Him speak audibly. Neither have I. Well, He never came down and sat next to me and put His arm around my shoulder. Me either. But it don't stop the fact that I know that He is my peace.
Hallelujah.
In my peace is my joy. And in my joy is my strength. Therefore, God cannot give me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and the soundness of mind, because I have peace beyond measure. David had peace. Listen to me. When he did what he did, and God took his son, guess what he had? Daniel in the lion's den, he had peace. Stephen, when they stoned him to death, and he lifted up his eyes toward heaven, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As they stoned him, he had peace with God, because he recognized peace taught him that they may kill this body, but they can't kill my spirit. Peace is the greatest tool that you have when it comes to the kingdom of God. You'll be amazed what you can go through with the peace of God in your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
How powerful you will be.
Amen, amen.
Been saved by grace.
Yes.
Amen.
And I love peace.
Yes.
Sometimes I can ride in the car with no music on. Now, y'all, if you know me, that's hard to believe.
Right.
Sherry can hear me a block away.
Right.
Because I love music. But there are times when I can just turn it off. And let the peace of God just flow down to my spirit. When I think about the bills and the different things going on here at the church, and I can still have peace with God. Because that God, the Holy Ghost, brings it back to my remembrance how He's brought us through so many other times. God will never leave you or forsake you. You know what I love about it though? Listen, this is what I love about it. If you have the peace of God in your life, which is Jesus, the Father will never leave you or desert you, because He will never leave His Son.
Thank you.
He will never vacate His Son. Some of the trials some of you have been through and had peace. I remember when Sister Nancy had lost her leg and she was on dialysis and went to see her, and she was just as happy. My flesh said to me, how could this be? And God said, because she found me. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. I walked into the peace, and and I'm not going to let nothing steal my peace.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They say, don't let nothing steal your joy. If it steal your peace, you might as well not have any joy. Because if it steal your peace, you ain't going to find nothing funny. Everybody stand.